information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Welcome to The Changing Stage, music gear talk from the manufacturers and musicians who define the biz. Here's your host, Florentino Buenaventura.
Welcome back. This is Florentino Buenaventura, and this is Art Griffith co-hosting with me today. We have a very special guest, Mr. Tim Dolbert. He is the magic software guru, which is Samplitude and Sequoia. He's also the owner and producer at Electica Studios. Hopefully I didn't butcher that too much, Tim. How you doing, brother?
Good. Yeah, it's actually eclectica, like the word eclectic with an A at the end.
Ah, okay. I'm sorry, man. My reading skills.
It gets everybody. I've had people email me and tell me I'm spelling my name wrong. So
I practiced it and practiced it, but then you get in front of the mic and you go, you blur out. So, hey, you're calling in from Austin, Texas. So I really appreciate you taking the time out today to give us a little bit of background on yourself, as well as, a background on the software that, Magix has chosen you as the guy that goes out and talks to the world, well, at least the U.S., about what it has to offer. So I'd like to start off with a little bit about your background. You're a producer. You have your studios there in Austin, Texas. You've done a lot of great projects, and you're also a writer for Mix Magazine, which is just as awesome as well. You're a man of many talents. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm first and foremost a musician. I've been playing pro since I was 15. I end up touring with various people and playing with like Sammy Hagar and some other people in the industry in my 20s. I got picked up by a producer named Keith Olsen in my late 20s who said, "You should be producing." And it was kind of like George Lucas looking at you saying, "You should be in films." "I guess I'll be in films." So he took me underneath his wing and I did some stuff with him. And then I opened up Eclectica Studios in Los Angeles back in 99. And about 7 years ago, I moved it to Austin, and my main job is mixing and mastering projects from all over the world, as well as I do hands-on producing for acts that fly into me or local acts, as well as I'm a studio musician with just tons of credits for guitar, and of course other instruments too, like bass and programming and keyboards and mandolin and lap steel, and the list goes on. So I just really... Everything's about music and creating art, and though we have all of this technology around, my focus is always with people, music. Music's first. The song's the most important thing. And so that's really me. That's my background.
That's awesome. And let's kind of give a plug to some of the artists you're working with. What kind of projects are you working on right now?
Oh, gosh, everything. Right now I'm actually producing a band out of Laredo, Texas, called Pretty Visitor.
All right. What kind of sound is that?
And we're actually... Say again?
What kind of sound? What's the genre?
It's a hard rock, but more of a groove to it, almost a little bit of funk to it at some points.
Oh, cool. Right
so
up my alley.
It's more of a heavy type project.
Okay, cool. And the other ones?
Other ones? Singer-songwriters. Michael Wagner just finished up a project in here. Chris Kelly is a singer-songwriter who plays all of his stuff. It's kind of a throwback Lou Reed type singer-songwriter type style. So really, very eclectic. Different bunch comes through here.
Very cool. And that kind of segues us perfectly into the software that you use to make this happen. The first software that I ever used that for loop generation, well, it's kind of the combination they put that into Samplitude. But tell us about Magix and the software of Samplitude and Sequoia.
Well, I actually started out, obviously, on reel-to-reel and then moved to some various small digital things, such as, like, Cool Edit and some other programs in the 90s, and was a big Logic user up until 2002 when Apple bought out Logic and cut off all of us Windows users, because I'm one of the minority. I'm a Windows user. And so I looked around at all the different systems out there, and the one that really fit my workflow and just clearly sounded the clearest and since I'm doing audio work, I wanted the best sound, was Sampletude. And so I jumped over in 2002 and weaseled my way somehow onto the beta team so I could get them to add features that I wanted. And pretty soon they approached me about needing someone in North America to be a product specialist. And really it's gone from there. The two products are Sampletude, which is for the music creation side. It does everything Pro Tools does, but it also does all of the CD mastering and DVD audio mastering is all built into it. It's like if you took Pro Tools and made it complete. Pro Tools, if you want audio restoration, you'd have to go by the Isotope Suite. All of those features are already built into Sampletude for the cleaning and restoration suite that comes with it. If you want pitch automation like Melodyne, all of that's all built into Sampletude already. It's all our own design, which comes out of Dresden, Germany. And really, it's a one-stop program. So everything you need, you can do right inside that program. And I never have to turn on anything else. I turn on my Pro Tools system because I get projects that show up here for mixing in Pro Tools, and I quickly draw a range, hit consolidate, and drag and drop it right into Sampletude, and I'm off and mixing. So it's really a different but complete package, and it's something that when people see it for the first time, they're really taken by the way that it works, and they always ask the question of how come other systems don't do this. And I don't know. I don't understand. Everything in Sampletude is based around a thing called object-based editing, which is kind of like if you take, in Pro Tools, if you take a real-time audio suite plugin and you want to apply, like, an EQ to a clip, you can go through and do that and you can apply it. Well, in Sampletude, every single clip, which we call an object, has a thing called an object editor, and that is a complete mixer channel for that one object where you can add plugins, you can add, has an EQ built into it. Excuse me for a second. It has, Austin allergies kicking in.
Gotta love that.
It has everything you can need for that one clip, but it runs in real time. So you can add plugins to it, work on your mix, come back a month later, and go back and tweak one little thing. You don't have to apply anything. There's no offloading a file to another program. Everything runs in real time right at the object level, as well as it does the mixer, like you'd expect.
Now,
so it's very, very, it's just intense to work with.
And it's I've used it, and it's an amazing software package. I want to kind of give a plug to Magix and let people know that they can actually see Magix in action and download some of the demos at Magix, MAGIX.com. So make sure you folks write that down and go check the software out. Now, do you use any, from a personal side in your studio, do you use any other plugins, or are you only using the Sampletude?
I tell you, 4 years ago when they brought me on board and I knew I'd have to travel around and show off stuff that I was working on and I needed to really not show a bunch of third-party plugins, I needed to just use the stuff inside Sampletude, I wanted to make sure that, okay, if I did a mix using just the built-in plugins, am I going to be able to survive like that? In case I need to show just that, can I really stand behind it? So I did a few mixes using just the plugins and the stuff that comes with it, and it's amazing. It's absolutely, I could live like that if I needed to very easily and not compromise whatsoever. But I do use a couple other packages. I've been with Universal Audio since the very beginning, and I work with their development team. And also SSL, I'm on their beta team. Slate Digital, I use a couple of their plugins, specifically the Virtual Tape Machine. So those are the main third-party plugins that I use.
Well, that's very cool. Now, you mentioned Sequoia. Let's talk about a little bit about the differences between Sequoia and Sampletude.
Sure. Sequoia has everything Sampletude has, and in addition, it has stuff made for the broadcast industry. So, for instance, the meters that are built into that. If you wanted to buy meters that were equal to that for Pro Tools, for an HD system, be an extra $1,000 add-on. That's all included in Sequoia. Sequoia can work directly with a content management system for radio and broadcast, for television also, as well as it has a couple features for mastering that some of the older mastering guys really like. Guys that came out of Sonic Solutions are used to seeing from early 90s are used to seeing a crossfade editor specifically that worked one way. And so that's built into Sequoia because those guys wanted to see that. For the majority of people that are mastering, they don't actually use the advanced crossfade editor window because you can do all of those crossfades using the object editor. So there's some stuff that's customized for certain parts of the industry, but the majority of Sequoia is built for broadcast.
Oh, and that's kind of where we're at right now. I need to talk to Wade and maybe see about us getting a copy of that. we got about a minute left. So what are some of the new advances that has happened with the current version of software from previous software?
Our big jump was about 3 years ago when we went to 64-bit. And having a 64-bit architecture is super important because everything now has moved to that. All plugins have moved to that, so being able to have a host that works with a 64-bit OS perfectly and seamlessly, that was our goal, and that was our biggest advancement. We have new versions, version 13 or ProX Suite 2, as we call it, for Sampletude, is going to be out this year, probably in the summertime, and that's going to have some new features and stuff on it. But honestly, the main thing over the last 3 years has been making sure it's rock solid and works super clean in a 64-bit OS.
Well, very cool. We're going to go to our lovely commercial break here, but I want to let everybody know this is Florentino Buenaventura with Art Griffith co-hosting, and we've been talking to the awesome Tim Dolbear from Magix and Eclectica Studios. So we'll be right back, folks.
Are you an adventurous wine drinker? Would you enjoy trying a bold red with dark fruit and a spicy finish from Hungary? Or an amphora-style Chivi Pinot with layers of complex flavors? Carpathian Wines hand selects extraordinary wines from premier Central European wineries. At CarpathianWines.com, you'll find amazing dry whites, big juicy reds, even the famous Tokaja Azu. Discover award-winning limited production wines from the heart of Central Europe. Find them only at CarpathianWines.com.
I raised $8,000 to build schools for South African children. After realizing how many people go hungry in San Diego, I now volunteer at a food pantry.
I'm spending the next year doing volunteer projects across three countries and helping in ways they designate to be the most helpful.
The World Link program at the Joan B. Kroc Institute for Peace and Justice recognizes the potential of youth as agents of social change. Learn how you can help youth become a generation of leaders in action at peace.sandiego.edu.
If you heard that sound, you probably are eligible for insurance from Navy Mutual, insuring the men and women of the Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard. Here's what one policyholder, retired Navy Commander Thomas Dade, had to say.
Navy Mutual is the best insurance decision I ever made. I wish you had a savings plan available that earned the rates my Navy Mutual insurance has been earning.
Navy Mutual Aid Association, started by military members in 1879, serves active, reserve, and retired military today. Navy Mutual honors our military by providing them affordable life insurance with the features they need without fine print, sales fees, or military service restrictions. Value, integrity, trust, and stability are the cornerstones on which our commitment to you and your loved ones are built. Call Navy Mutual at 1-800-628-6011 or NavyMutual.org for your personal life insurance plan consultation. 1-800-628-6011 or NavyMutual.org. Navy Mutual, insuring those who serve.
When did men lose their way? Was it Hollywood portraying us as wimps? Is it the daytime serials where we're on our hands and knees begging for affection from women? Is it all the talk shows telling us women want a sensitive guy or a macho man? Well, guy, how does it feel to spend $200 on a couple of dates and never hear from the girl again? Doc Loves the System can change all that. 35-plus years of Doc Loves life has been devoted to a simple question posed to over 10,000 women. Why do you choose to stay with one guy versus another? Doc Loves the System is a realistic approach to dating written just for men. Visit DocLove.com today. That's DocLove.com today for more about the system. It's time to reclaim your manhood. DocLove.com. The system will change your life.